Ranger.
And welcome back to Good Morning Texas here on 97.7 KATX and the HPR Network. Matthew Hauslitter, your host, and I am joined now by Chad Seward. He is the Director of Sales from the Fort Worth Brahmas. Chad, how are we doing this morning?
Good. Doing good. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing as well as I can on a Tuesday morning. we're going to talk a little bit about the Brahmas playoff hockey coming up here in a second, but really just wanted to talk about you so everybody gets kind of a feel for yourself. You know, they have your little bio and everything up on the Brahmas website. Originally, you went to college for golf, huh?
Yes, I grew up in Abilene, up there not too far from you in West Texas.
Oh, so you know the area pretty well over here, then.
I do. Believe it or not, Abilene is kind of a hotbed for golf. And I went to school, a little scholarship for golf, and then made my way to UNT, and then have just kind of stayed in the Dallas Metroplex ever since.
Right, and other than being just the director of sales, you play a little hockey on the side yourself and are also in charge of one of the leagues out there at NITEX.
Yeah, I play hockey as often as I can, which...
I'm jealous of.
Season, yeah, season, it's not very often, but it's a fun game to, you know, not only watch but play. Keeps you in shape. I could definitely use more hockey in my life. But
I know I feel the same way. You know, I grew up in Eastland and originally moved up to Virginia Beach because of the military. You know, I went mm-hmm. and did that whole thing, but then I became a huge fan of the Norfolk Admirals, and so that's what really got me into hockey, going to the games all the time. And then I started skating and really wanting to get into a league, but then I moved back down to little Eastland, Texas, and we don't even have, like, a roller league right here or anything, so.
Yeah, in Abilene, right when I was leaving, I graduated in 94, and right when I was leaving town, we were just starting to get roller hockey up and going. We had, I think, about 20 total people in the whole city that played.
Right.
We'd have random pickup games on tennis courts and things, but so I'm glad to be in the Metroplex where hockey, we have a very, very large adult hockey community, and the Metroplex has 44 teams just playing out of our rink alone.
Right. The NITEX Sports Arena there not only houses the Brahmas but has an actual ice skating rink that's open to the public, and you know, I've taken some family members out there, you know, and they've brought their friends, everything like that. But we're trying to plan a trip to come back out there and just go ice skating one night.
Yeah, absolutely, you should.
Well, let's move on to some Fort Worth Brahma hockey here. The Brahmas are down right now by 2 games in the series, sitting at 0-2 on the series. And, you know, the first game was a little rough. However, the last game that we saw on Thursday of last week, not near as bad of a run.
Yeah, you know, we're down, but we're not out. The home team won both the first 2 games, and we're hoping that's exactly what's going to happen later this week back at NITEX. First game was a little bit more wide open, but then game two... really tight, could have gone either way, and you know, oftentimes in the playoffs that's how it is. You'll have these tight one goal games that, you know, after the fact you can sit back and look and say, well, boy, you know, either team could have won that one, but
right.
It's in the past, so we're working hard and moving forward to getting this ever so critical game three win.
Well, and your personal opinion on this, I know that because of scheduling conflicts with the sports arena, the Fort Worth Convocation Center, everything like that, the games are going to be at NITEX, but they had to wait a full week, so it's going to be, they played last Thursday, they're going to be playing this Thursday. Do you think that's going to actually help or hurt the Brahmas?
It's a good question. I think it'll help. We've got some guys that are, you know, they're not banged up enough to be put on IR or, you know, where they're not going to play, but they definitely need some healing time. And we've got, you know, really, we have a new-look team, and we've got some players right before the playoffs.
Right.
We haven't had much time to really get in there and work and get used to Coach Dan's system. Yeah, guys like Jared Lavender that we picked up right before the playoffs started. Tyler Ambergy, we picked up, you know, again, right at the very end of the season.
Right.
And then
you actually picked up some right in the middle of the playoffs, too, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got this amateur kid named Mulvey who's come in, and Derek Palace has rejoined us. He was with the team out in the East Coast League, and he came back. So there's a lot of new bodies, new faces, and we could really use the time to kind of, you know, find the right combos and, you know, push forward.
You know, I've when I went out to the game against the Mallards that Saturday, I can't recall what date it was, but I was extremely impressed with the play of Lavender. He's a very good puck handler.
Yeah, he's good. He's good with the puck. He's a quick kid. He's not afraid to get physical, and you know, for somebody who just stepped in, he looks like he's been here for a long time. So
right.
we're pleased with him, and hopefully he can continue to improve and you know, help anchor that blue line for us.
Right, and one of the players I always happen to make a mention of, because you can't help but mention him when you're talking about the Fort Worth Brahmas, is Schneider, the little 5'9" defensiveman. I mean, what a outstanding player he is, you know, being the size that he is, to be able to play that defensiveman position just excellently.
Yeah, you know, we picked him up from the single-A SPHL early in the season, and I didn't think that he would stick around the whole season, just, you know, based on size and everything. And
right.
He's 5'9", but he plays like he's 6'6", 260 pounds.
He acts like he's 6'6", 260 pounds. And when
you
see him match up against some of these big guys, he is not scared.
He was really giving it to Quad Cities in everybody's face.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Not backing down. So more of that from him would be good.
Now, the next question I have, I saw, are you actually in charge of the Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. I thought that you were, since we had talked previously, and you said that you had seen people from our area liking and everything. But I had seen on y'all's Facebook that Westbloom, the actual goaltender that y'all have had for past couple games, who's been doing a great job, actually got called up to the Houston Arrows.
Correct. I believe he's with Houston now. It's more of a backup, kind of an emergency backup situation.
Right.
You know, not to knock on him or anything, but Aaron Dell from Allen had been their backup goalie, and they, you know, obviously he needed to play out yesterday and Sunday, so they sent him back to Allen and picked up Christopher, and I am assuming that Christopher will be back for Game 3 Thursday.
Well, we all hope so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But it can only help him, just because taking practice in the AHL, from, you know, a little higher level of guys, just going to do nothing but improve.
Yeah, that was the same. That was my thinking about the entirety of it. You know, if he is, of course, able to be back by Thursday, he's going to come back after playing against some very top, you know, hockey players that have been firing some real heavy pucks at him. So we'll see how that goes. But we're excited about it. One of the things that we've seen throughout the entirety of the playoffs, the Brahmas do not get a whole lot of penalties called on them. Are they still sitting on top with the least amount of penalties called?
Oh, yeah, and it's not even close.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird, because this is the first year that the Brahmas have really had this kind of style of play. But, yeah, we've got the fewest amount of penalties called on us, and there's it gives us a bigger opportunity to take advantage of the power play, which, you know, so far in the playoffs has been good. And that's another thing that the Brahmas have struggled with over the years.
Right.
Via the power play. But this new crew doesn't like to take penalties and loves to get on the power play. So,
and you know, they don't, the Fort Worth Brahmas, by far, not the biggest team in the CHL as far as size-wise. You know, you're dealing with a lot more very great puck handlers and skaters, as opposed to big bodies that are there to enforce, or big goons, so to speak. But you know, overall, you have to be impressed by the way that the Fort Worth Brahmas have matched up. And coming up on Thursday will be the first game against the Wichita Thunder. And the Wichita Thunder, they're also one of those teams that they don't make a whole lot of just useless penalties. You know, they're not going to be one of those teams that's going to be caught with their pants down because of penalties.
Yeah, they're a very, very skilled, fast team. Talented top to bottom. They can get physical if they need to. They've got Eric Lezon, one of the toughest guys in the league, who will dish out some frontier justice if need be. But yeah, they've got a lot of skill, so it's going to be a very fast series, you know, moving forward. These two teams are super fast and really hungry for it.
Well, coming up again, now these unfortunately could be the final two home games. So if you haven't been to a Brahmas game, for all of our listeners out there, may want to either play on Thursday night if you have a night off, or Saturday night on April 20th. I'm going to be out there Saturday night with a group of friends to watch the Brahmas take them on, and really looking forward to it. One thing that I have, again, got to give an applause to the Brahmas, though, is that when they have been throwing checks here in the playoffs, it has been some full body checks. I mean, very hard hitting.
Well, that is something that is stressed in practice, finishing all your checks. You know, if you're going to hit somebody, make them feel it.
Right.
And Dan, our coach, if you've ever gone back and looked at his career stats when he was a player, he was one of, if not the most physical player in the entire Central Hockey League for the 8 years that he played with Bossier Shreveport. That guy can check a bear through the glass. That's what he can do.
Awesome. Well, we're coming down to the final about 30 seconds. So do you have any special things happening on Thursday or Saturday night?
Yeah, Saturday we're going to have a family fest. So starting at 6 o'clock in the NYTEC Sports Center, we're going to have some activities for the kids. We'll have players available to sign autographs, some of the players that have been injured and are not able to play in the series will be there, able to sign autographs, take pictures. We'll have food outside, all sorts of activities, live music, and just, you know, kind of make a festive environment for what will hopefully be the game that we even this series back at.
Oh, no doubt about it. Well, I'm looking forward to it. And, Chad, we are out of time, so I just want to thank you so much. Again, this is Chad Seward of the Fort Worth Brahmas, the director of sales. Thank you so much for being on the line with us, and I look forward to seeing you Saturday.
Absolutely.
All right, buddy. Take care. Stay tuned. Coming up next, ABC News at the top of the hour, followed by the fastest hour in radio, where you can buy, sell, or trade all of your new, used, unwanted items. Stay tuned here. It's Tradio coming up next, 97.7 KATX.
Wow, look at the time.
We're down. We're gone. Bye-bye.
That concludes the show. Good Morning Texas on the HPR Network, the radio giant, KATX Eastland.
Trusted, credible, complete. ABC News.